Good afternoon. You're listening to KMHM 104.1 FM. It's time for a message from God's Word titled The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle. Get your Bibles and be ready to dig into the Word of God this afternoon on The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be. Last week, you may remember, we were speaking about national and international catastrophes. While the world and our nation seems to be having so many natural catastrophes and other problems, and why they are so severe, and who or what is causing them, we ask, is it Satan, the prince of the power of the air, and the god of this earth, as you can read about in 2 Corinthians 11 and 4 and Ephesians 2, 2, or is it time and chance, or is it the true God, the creator of all, that's bringing these catastrophes on our nation and on this earth? Or is it that this nation and this earth has turned our back on the one true God, the one and the only being that can protect us and put a stop to our natural catastrophes and our other problems? And the only one who wants to bless us as an individual, as a nation, and as a world, but can't. We won't let him. Now that is a powerful statement, but the Bible backs that up. God wants to bless us more than he is able to, because we will not receive his blessings. We will not live the type of life that God can bless us. Have you ever wanted to pour out blessings on your family, friends, neighbors, and they would not accept them, or they would turn on you, or they just didn't live the type of life that was fitting for your blessings and your protection? Well, do we do the same to our Father in heaven? Do we cut ourselves off from God? Now that's a question that we need to ask ourselves, and we need to answer it personally. Is there any way you may know if God is with you and protecting you outside of suffering some terrible tragedy and catastrophe? Now when you go through a terrible tragedy or catastrophe, you know one way or the other whether God was with you or not, don't you? Now if you are with God, then God is with you. Notice what God has to say in 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 1. Now the Spirit of God came up on Azariah the son of Oded, and he went out to meet Asa and said to him, "Hear me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you while you are with him." This was a king of Judah back in perhaps 500, 600 B.C., king of Judah, and he had just won a great victory over a great, huge Ethiopian army. And this prophet said, "The Lord is with you while you are with him." Now, would that be the same today with us? Well, I can guarantee you that it is. God is the same today, and if you're with God, if you're on his side, then God is with you. It goes on to say, "If you seek him, he will be found by you." Yes, if you pour out your heart and you seek God, you're ready and willing to live his way, to keep his law, his commandments, and live by his word. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. Pretty plain, isn't it? For a long time, Israel has been without the true God, without a teaching priest, and without law. That is, without someone teaching God's true word and God's law. And now and then, Judah would get a king in that would turn to God, and the whole nation would prosper. And that's what happened here when King Asa ascended the throne. But when in their trouble they turned to the Lord God of Israel and sought them, he was found by them. And I can tell you, my friends, if this nation or you as an individual would turn to God, rend your heart and not your garment, take off your Christian facade and turn to God and rend your heart and not your garment, God would be found by you. Verse 5, "And in those times there was no peace to the one who went out nor to the one who came in. But great turmoil was on all the inhabitants of the land." Does that sound kind of like the day that we live in? Are we living in a time of peace, or are we living in a time of turmoil? I think that's pretty easy to answer, isn't it? Goes on in verse 6, "So nation was destroyed by nation and city by city, for God troubled them with every adversity." Now God can bless and God can protect, and God will, if we live the type of life that God sees that he can pour out blessings on us and it won't hurt us, that it would do us good. How would an individual or a nation know if they are with God or not? Aren't we a Christian nation? Aren't we a righteous people and a righteous nation? Don't we profess Christianity? Don't we send people to heaven or hell when they die? Don't we go to church on Sunday? Don't we keep Easter, Halloween, Christmas, and Sunday as the Lord's Day? Doesn't all this make us a righteous nation? Well, how does our doings stack up with the teachings of God? Last week, you may remember, I made the statement, many professing Christians know that I used the word Sunday. I meant to use Sabbath or Saturday, and I want to correct that here. Many professing Christians know that Saturday is the true Sabbath, but yet they will not keep it. They will not turn loose of tradition. That gives you an idea as to where we are. Notice what God goes on to say here in 2 Chronicles 14 and verse 1. So Abijah rested with his fathers, and they buried him in the city of David. Then Asa his son reigned in his place. In his days the land was quiet for 10 years. Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Eternal. Notice that, my friends. Asa did what was good and right in the eyes of the Eternal. For he removed the altars of the foreign gods and the high places and broke down the sacred pillars and cut down the wooden images. In other words, he began to take away idolatry out of Judah. He commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers and to observe the law and the commandment. We have ministers out there saying today that the law doesn't exist, that the commandment was nailed to the cross. Well, it doesn't sound that way, does it? This nation, Judah, prospered when they were keeping God's law. He also removed the high places and the incense altars from all the cities of Judah, and the kingdom was quiet under him. Yes, they had peace. And he built fortified cities in Judah, for the land had rest. He had no war in those days, because the Lord had given him rest. Therefore he said to Judah, let us build these cities and make walls around them, and towers, gates, and bars, while the land is yet before us. Because we have sought the Lord our God, we have sought him, and he has given us rest, or you could say peace and prosperity, on every side. So they built and they prospered. And my friends, if our nation, or if you as an individual, would turn to God and rend your heart like they did here, God would give you rest as well. Verse 8, and Asa had an army of 300,000 from Judah who carried shields and spears, and from Benjamin 280,000 men who carried shields and drew bows. All these were mighty men of valor. He had an army of over a 500,000 people. Then Zerah the Ethiopian came out against them with an army of 1,000,000, outnumbered 2 to 1 here almost, an army of 1,000,000 people and 300 chariots, and he came to Mareshah. So Asa went out against him, and they set the troops in battle array in the valley of Zephathah at Mareshah. And verse 11, and Asa cried out to the Lord his God and said, Lord, it is nothing for you to help, whether with many or those who have no power. Help us, O Lord our God, for we rest on you. It says, in your name we go against this multitude. O Lord, you are our God. Do not let men prevail against you. We read here what happened. But if this nation would turn to God today, terror wouldn't have a foothold in our nation. Neither would other troubles have a foothold in our nation. You would begin to see blessings and protection poured out on this nation. And verse 12, so the Lord struck the Ethiopian before Asa and Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. So God is with those that are with him. Notice again in 2 Chronicles 15 and verse 7 this time, continuing to speak to Asa here, says, but you be strong and do not let your hand be weak, for your work shall be rewarded. Yes, when you're obeying God, you can take courage in that, because your work will be rewarded. And when Asa heard these words and the prophecy of Oded the prophet, he took courage and removed the abominable idols from all the land of Judah and Benjamin and from the cities which he had taken in the mountains of Ephraim. And he restored the altar of the Lord that was before the vestibule of the Lord. This was a man that set his heart to seek God, and he commanded his nation to do the same thing. And they built and they prospered and they had peace. Then he gathered all Judah and Benjamin and those who dwelt with them from Ephraim and Manasseh and Simeon, for they came over to him in great numbers from Israel when they saw that the Lord his God was with him. So they gathered together at Jerusalem in the third month in the 15th year of the reign of Asa, and they offered to the Eternal at that time 700 bulls and 7,000 sheep from the spoil they had gotten from this great army. Then they entered into a covenant to seek the Lord God of their fathers with all their heart and with all their soul. Now, wouldn't that be great if we would do that today as a nation? If we would, my friend, we would see God's protection. We would see prosperity. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death. This nation was serious. This nation knew that they couldn't seek God wholeheartedly. They knew they couldn't put on a Christian facade and get God's blessings. And whoever would not seek the Lord God of Israel was to be put to death, whether small or great, whether man or woman. Then they took an oath before the Lord with a loud voice, with shouting and trumpets and ram's horns. And all Judah rejoiced at the oath, for they had sworn with all their heart and sought him with all their soul. And he was found by them, and the Lord gave them rest on every side. And my friends, if we would do that today, God would give us rest on every side. But you notice what this nation did. They sought God with all of their heart, with all of their soul, with all of their strength. They didn't put on a Sunday facade and say, well, we think we're all right the way that we are. Notice what it says in Deuteronomy 7, beginning in verse 11. Therefore you shall keep the commandment, the statutes, and the judgment, which I command you today to observe them. Then it shall come to pass, because you listen to these judgments, and keep and do them, that the Lord your God will keep with you the covenant and the mercy which he swore to your fathers. And he will love you, and bless you, and multiply you. And he will also bless the fruit of your womb and the fruit of your land, your grain and your new wine, your oil, the increase of your cattle and the offspring of your flock in the land of which he swore to your fathers to give them. You shall be blessed above all peoples. There shall not be a male or female barren among you or among your flock. Notice this, my friends, promises that God made. Said we would be blessed above all peoples, and the Lord will take away from you all sickness and will afflict you with none of the terrible diseases of Egypt, which you have known, but will lay them on those who hate you. Well, I see my time is just about up, my friends. We'll continue this next week. Well, can we expect God's blessings when we aren't willing to obey him? Now, I know you don't like to hear the way it is, and I know you like to think that your doings and that our nation's doings is all right before God. But it's my job to warn you that we as a nation have drifted way too far from God, and things aren't going to get any better unless we repent and change from our ways. And we are going into captivity unless we wake up and change our ways and repent. That's the way it's going to be. But you can save yourself a lot of trouble if you will listen. You need to understand more about this topic of the way that we America, or of the reason that we America are suffering so many calamities and why God isn't protecting us. My friends, you can have a much better life, and God wants that for you, and so do we, the Marble Hill Church of God, the Seventh-day Fellowship, and so do the Churches of God Outreach Ministries. We offer free literature to aid you in living and understanding God's way, his truth. And all you need to do is call us toll-free at 1-800-611-8080 for our free articles, What Makes a Christian and What America Must Do to Regain God's Protection. This is Pete Hornbuckle.
We hope you enjoyed today's program, The Way It Ought to Be, brought to you by Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry. Tune in every Monday through Friday at 3:30 for another program of The Way It Ought to Be. You're welcome to meet with the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. They're located on County Road 300, just one block from the Cat Ranch. That's the Marble Hill Church of God 7-Day Fellowship, located on County Road 300, meeting every Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And tune in again Monday through Friday at 3:30 for The Way It Ought to Be with Pete Hornbuckle and the Churches of God Outreach Ministry.